Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to the Mundo Jazz Podcast at the Red Lion in Winsford. We are Mundo Jazz, the world's greatest band. Here's the news. Toblerone has changed shape from a triangle to a large blob of publicity. Mark Zuckerberg has denied that Facebook helped Trump by distributing fake news, but that may be fake news. Creationist Vice President-elect Mike Pence says he now does believe that we are descended from apes after meeting Boris Johnson. Donald Trump has been elected president. We're all... The route of the new High-Speed 2 rail link has been announced. It will allow people to get from London to very rich in record time. Donald Trump has denied that his views change frequently. He said, "My views do not change frequently, but more importantly, yes, they do." Donald Trump's election was apparently predicted by Nostradamus, who wrote, "The lion shall wander freely in the city of cats. The bridge broken, and the bullying braggart from the west will become king. In the year of clouds, vengeance will come in the form of a goat." Also, a bellend called Trump will get elected in 2016. Donald Trump's election has terrified people so much that even people living in Canada are trying to emigrate to Canada. Last night and tonight were the first chance in 10 years to see the super moon. Tomorrow it's the Bat Moon, and the night after that it's Wonder Woman. An Australian man linked to an outlaw biker gang has been arrested after police found a loaded gun hidden in his bottom. Well, we've all lost things. Now, sadly, very sadly this week, we have the news that Leonard Cohen has died. So we have now an extract from his Christmas album.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, over the fields we go, laughing all the way. We're not looking where we're going. We shouldn't have been laughing. We all drive off a cliff, land on an orphanage below, killing everyone.
The late, great Leonard Cohen. And now, an exclusive interview with Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, you're accused of repeatedly saying, "I never said that," when something you said is on tape.
I never said that.
So you just said it?
I never said that.
So you're saying you never said that you've never said it?
I've never said that either.
So you deny denying it?
I've never said that either.
So you deny denying that you deny it?
I've never said that either. Very important announcement. Hillary is the one who started never saying that. I'm finishing it. I did say that.
So you're not denying it anymore?
I would never deny it. I'm the most non-denying person in the world.
So you're denying you ever didn't deny it?
Let's get the Muslims!
We've got to say get well soon to our friend Richard Oliver, who is has got the shits. So stop shitting soon, Rich. So friends, I know we've got some great musicians in the audience, so you will appreciate our next guest. You have never heard a triangle played like this. Will you please welcome Mr. Hank W. Swaggart III?
Woo!
Amazing. That was a cover version of the that was Hank W. Swaggart II's fantastic, groundbreaking single, really. There is another customer in the shop. Now, we come to a regular part in the show. Unfortunately, we not got Skig Beasley because Richard Oliver is unwell. We got a film review with our new occasional film reviewer, Mr. Martin Tomlinson. So what have you seen this week for us, Martin?
I've been watching Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
You've known for 24 hours that an unregistered wizard set magical beasts loose in New York.
Yes. Where is this man?
So, you're the guy with the case full of monsters, huh?
News travels fast.
Mr. Scamander, do you know anything about the wizarding community in America?
So tell us something about it. What's it was about?
Well, it's a spin-off, really, from the popular fantasy franchise of Harry Potter.
Yeah.
It's set 70 years before the main Harry Potter series, so it's not a prequel, it's not a sequel, it's just in the same world, basically.
Yeah.
The story revolves around Newt Scamander, and he's a British wizard. He arrived in 1926 New York with his magical suitcase, which contains pocket dimensions that house the various magical beasts that he's rescued. When some of these magical beasts escape in New York, Newt starts to become suspicious of the circumstances surrounding a city that is already on edge after a series of mysterious accidents. And he races to recapture these beasts that have been causing chaos throughout the city.
Brilliant. Okay. So it's basically in the world of Harry Potter, and it's like everything gets transported to New York eventually, isn't it? They had Tarzan in New York, didn't they? And there's no trees, or there's no vines, or, you know, or there's no culture. Anyway, so who directed this one?
It was David Yates. He's most famous for the Harry Potter series.
Oh.
He did the last four films. Local-ish lad, as in he's English,
yeah.
From sunny St. Helens, I believe.
Sunny St. Helens? Mm. I've only seen the shithole.
Mm.
Oh, but only joking if you live in St. Helens and are violent. So, who's the screenwriter?
It's a new up-and-coming writer. You might not have heard of her. I think it's a her.
Yeah.
J.K. Rowling.
So who's in it? Anybody we know?
Main guy, Newt Scamander, is Eddie Redmayne.
Oh, yeah.
From The Danish Girl.
Yeah, no, not seen that one. Anyone seen The Danish Girl? No.
The Theory of Everything.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's when he play Hawkins.
That's the fellow.
Jim Hawkins. He's so good, man. That's so good. He's going, oh, Doctor Who, where are you? I kill you. Okay, so, yes.
And Les Miserables.
Oh, yeah.
The film version.
They're a good band, man. And who else? Anybody else?
Johnny Depp.
Oh, yeah.
Plays Gellert Grindelwald.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty common name, really, for
yes.
New York.
But yeah, the Grindelwalds, yeah.
You might have heard of him. He was in Alice in Wonderland. He was in the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise.
Oh, yeah.
Charlie and Chocolate Factory.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah.
Nightmare on Elm Street back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, that great episode of The Vicar of Dibley.
Vicar of Dibley, yeah. Oh, that's the main one, yeah.
Another English lady, Gemma Chan.
Oh, yeah, man. Detective. The detective always finding out what's going on. What this? Oh, Mr. Something. Yeah, anyway, I can't remember, but they were great films, very funny.
Anyway.
And the other, well, one of the main roles is Catherine Waterstone. She's quite newish.
Oh, yeah?
Probably the biggest film she's done.
It's got the big bookshop.
True, yeah. Things you might have heard her or seen her in is Taking Woodstock.
Bookshop, Waterstones, because it's Waterstones Bookshop.
I think so.
It's a Waterstones Bookshop. It's a bookshop. Come in.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. I've just done some great gags. Should we start? Let's start again. Yeah, yeah, okay. So. Yeah.
A few more things she's been in.
Yeah.
Eat, The Babysitters, Good Dick.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that one. Man. Oh, man, she is flexible.
And it's a massive cast. The only other ones really to note for me is Colin Farrell.
Oh, yeah.
And the wonderful Ron Perlman.
Oh, yeah, Ron Perlman. Yeah, he's Hellboy.
Yes.
I think. Oh, yeah, John Voight is in it.
Yes.
Yeah. He's Angelina Jolie's dad. So he's, you know, he's done well. But he's a Donald Trump supporter, so. Yeah. Zoe Kravitz is in it. She's the daughter of Lenny Henry.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
It's the first Harry Potter film franchise not based on one of the major novels. The book was actually created for comic relief, albeit it's not very funny. And it was actually... it was originally...
Of things are not very funny.
Yeah. It was originally a textbook in the Harry Potter novels. One of Harry's textbooks, apparently. The only other thing to note, really, typical, this trilogy will be 5 parts.
Yeah, it's The Hobbit again. Mm. Yeah. So, any audience members got any questions?
What was the cinematographic process?
Digital intermediate 4K master format, Panavision anamorphic source format, 70mm blow-up Kodak Vision 2383D Cinema.
Who was the hairstylist?
Anita Berger.
What's your printed film format?
Printed film format is D Cinema.
What was the runtime?
Runtime's 133 minutes, or in English, that's 2 hours and 13 minutes.
Well, can I get the cinematographic again?
Again, okay. I've got to be honest. It was pretty groundbreaking. Yeah, it was the digital intermediate 4K master format and the Panavision anamorphic source format.
Okay, so let's get to the review, Martin. What did you think of the film?
That's right.
It's time for another song from the Leonard Cohen Christmas album.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus caught foot and mouth disease and now he's dead.
Now with us is Simon Bugg, who is an actor. And actually, Simon, I have been to see some theatre this week.
Okay.
I went to see Glenda Jackson in King Lear at the Old Vic. English classic comedy. So funny, man. It was so funny. Piss funny.
It's actually a tragedy.
Oh, no, man. Not this one. So funny. Honestly, Glenda Jackson. Now, the Jackson's performance, he was hilarious. He plays this piss himself old man. And he got these three daughters. And, you know, it's a classic rule of three. Englishman, Irishman, Scotsman. You know, in comedy, you have a classic rule of three. So funny. Now, they got crazy names as well. The first one, Goneril. Sound like gonorrhea. And she's is Celia Imrie, classic English comedy actress. Jane Horrocks, remember her? Sound like bollocks, already funny. She was in Thing, you know, the one with the two prostitutes. Absolutely fabulous. So funny. Now she plays Regan. Now if I say Regan, what do you think?
Sweeney.
Exactly, Sweeney. Shut up! She's going, I'm going to fucking shoot you. Or you think Ronald Reagan, who is a funny old senile guy. Anyway, so fun. And the other one is called Cordelia. Hilarious name. Okay. I won't go long to tell you the whole plot and stuff, but he summons the Duke of Burgundy. If I say Burgundy, you think Ron. You know, the writer, I don't know who it was. But he is so funny. He's referencing all these great comedy classics. So they're all doing classic farce things. They're marrying each other. A man is a woman and stuff. There's lots of these elements. There is a guy who's putting the stocks. So they throw tomatoes at him, funny, or whatever they had in those days, probably, you know, lemons or something. There's this storm scene where he goes out in the storm and he's going, oh, fucking rubbing, oh, my daughters are fucking bitches. And, you know, and this fool following around, played by Reese fans, who is so funny. You remember him in the Notting Hill one? You remember the film in Notting Hill where there are no black people in Notting Hill? Oh, so funny. Then there's another, he goes into the storm. There's another guy called Tom of Bedlam, who is crazy, which is, you know, it is Bedlam, he's crazy. The French army arrive. French army, you think Clouseau, all they all do wife swats. And one guy pretends to fall off a cliff and then doesn't really. And they're, oh, fucking so funny. And then Oswald appears. Who is Oswald? Exactly! There's characters coming in and going and nobody knows what the fuck is going on. There's all this, it's a crazy language as well. The language isn't proper English. It's like Dr. Seuss or something, made up nonsense stuff like Spike Millington used to make up. No, the father thinks his son is dead, Edgar. And then he appears, long lost son, and he dies of shock. Anyway, they all kill each other. And of course, what you're waiting for, what you're waiting for is the classic, you know, the line we all know from King Lear is, to be or not to be. But they don't. They leave it out.
Yeah, that's a different play.
Well, it is exactly. That's what I'm saying. This is a different play to any you've seen before, because this is fucking brilliant. Get me a needle and thread, because I nearly split my sides. So fucking funny.
Yeah, that one's actually Hamlet, which is another of William Shakespeare's tragedies.
No.
The greatest playwright.
This is the greatest play, right, man? Yeah, I'm telling. Anyway, and so he goes into the guy, you know, Martin, you got kids. You know, he goes into the storm to rant about his daughters. Well, I lock myself in the loo to do that, but, you know. So. Anyway, brilliant. Go and see it. Glenda Jackson is probably the best. I don't know what the rest of the Jackson family have done, but Glenn is the best. He is funny, man. He is hilarious.
Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen when the snow lay round about deep and crisp and even. He died of cold, then a poor man came in sight and he died as well.
That's the end of the podcast. Please join us at the Red Lion in Winsford next Tuesday, the 22nd of November at 8 p.m. Thank you very much. Good night.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. All the other reindeer shunned him, and he died alone in the snows.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out at the French Open for a chance to win a Grand Slam title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. See the action unfold as legends fight for glory and new rivalries emerge. Daily live coverage begins Monday, May 20th, with match replays on demand so you never miss a moment. From the first serve to the final point, Roland Garros promises unforgettable moments and new chapters in tennis history. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.